The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. No. You got the right ones on. Nothing, huh? Sorry, I'm talking to Desi Anders, which is in studio. And I'm going to blast your ears up, probably. You got it? Nothing.
I heard something.
This is not a hearing test.
I heard it.
Raise your right hand if you hear the sound. Nothing?
It's trying. There we go.
You got it? Okay. At any rate, folks, it is Monday the 29th.
Another day.
29th of June, 2020. Do you mind if I get through the introduction here?
Mm-mm.
Okay. So at any rate, there it is. I am going to start out this program with exactly how a lot of people feel about what's been going on. And by the way, post it up. I will tell you this right now. Post it up on republicbroadcasting.org. Coming from Detroit, thank you, IntelliHub, for posting this. Somebody submitted a cell phone video of a cop in his car being blocked by Black Lives Matter. No? Okay. And this guy had to get out of the area because they smashed his back window to his SUV, and this guy didn't have any choice but get the hell out of Dodge. Well, he got out of Dodge, and a lot of the BLM protesters went a-flying. So far, no complaints or charges have been filed against this officer. Here is a time, Des, that a police officer's life was in danger.
Yeah, he really had to fight for his life.
Well, and he was nice about it. He took off in stages. He gunned it. A couple of them flew off the hood of the car, and then they were still hanging on, and he just took off at a high rate of speed. At any rate, this comes from a young lady. Everybody has a breaking point, and I've reached mine. Now, from time to time, ladies and gentlemen, with all deference and due respect to our audience, there's a lot of people out there that don't like to hear profanities because in our lexicon, it doesn't really fit. Could you imagine doing live television today like they did back the late 40s and in the 50s without script? Yeah, this isn't exactly the Dick Van Dyke Show. But I wanted to caution you because she makes the statement that fits it perfectly. So I have a BS alert at the end of this video, but the young lady is absolutely right, and I'm going to play it unedited, okay? So that's a little warning. Cross your fingers, say a prayer, send the kids out, do whatever you have to. It's not that bad, but as I said, folks, there are just some times that certain descriptive adjectives, they are apropos.
If I say all lives matter, I'm a racist. If I stand for my flag, I have to apologize for it. I'm not allowed to go to church, but I can burn churches to the ground. I'm not allowed to open my own business, but I can go loot and destroy other people's businesses. If I wear a badge, have a gun, and I'm dressed in blue, I'm a racist pig. But if I walk around destroying my city with bricks and masks, I'm considered a peaceful protester. I'm not allowed to peacefully protest the lockdown at my capital, but I can go destroy and graffiti my capital. I'm not allowed to go to the park to play T-ball with my family, but I can destroy the park. I'm not allowed to protect our historical monuments and history, but I can go tear them down and have them land on top of people. I'm not allowed to have an opinion on racial matters because I'm white, but if I don't have an opinion on it, I'm the reason why people are oppressed. I can go riot in the streets with the BLM, but if I go to a Trump rally, COVID-19 magically appears. Does anyone else not see the hypocrisy in all of this? I am done with your bullshit.
Sometimes editing is just not necessary. And folks, the protester mowed down by police like ragdolls, how many of you have had the same thoughts when you see them blocking the expressways? What is your inclination? Well, it was kind of like mine in Ann Arbor, Michigan, some 20, 25 years ago. That socialist little town back then. I had a friend that worked at the University of Michigan, and every damn time I drove into that town, I just had this private little fantasy of driving the car on the sidewalks and just eliminating the country of future problems, if you know what I mean. But at any rate, while we're on this, and I don't do this very often, folks, this is a police officer telling you the irony of protesters making request of police. You ready for this one?
So I come in this morning and we're informed there's going to be a protest to defund the police. Well, that's fine. I like protests. Except for they requested a police presence, you know, for their safety at the defund police event. I shit you not.
Can't make this stuff up.
You know, sometimes you have to laugh, Des, otherwise you end up crying. This is everybody that's piggybacked on top of this thing. Now they're saying that the majority of people with the Black Lives Matter protest are now white. Which, let me just say this, folks. If that, in fact, is true, we're in a hell of a lot more trouble than what you thought we were. Des, do you think if it wasn't for the COVID-19 plandemic, that if this country was, and either way here, okay, one before the other, doesn't matter. Let's put it this way. If we didn't have the Black Lives Matter distraction ongoing, and this is about, ladies and gentlemen, with any communist revolution, it's not about anything else but the revolution itself. This has nothing to do with here's my wish list and this is what I want and this is what I want the government to do. No, they're there to supplant the government, overthrow it, and yeah. But do you think maybe if that was absent from the scene and this COVID-19 thing hit and we were able to drill down on this thing as well as the media can only lie for so long, folks, that somehow that we would have put this thing down? Because we're going to have to do this, Des, since you were here last Monday, okay? Our wonderful governor has come out, and he's closing down bars again. I don't know if he's told people to stay home. Has he told them that? Oh, he's told them that. So here in Texas, in the middle of summer, folks, it is summertime here.
And Sam Bisco, the now, again, county judge of Travis County, has said he would like the governor to tell people they have to wear masks again. They have to.
Yeah, but
mandatory.
But there's mandatory based on what law?
There is no law. Hi, I'm Desi Andrews, and I'm back again, and I'm going to steal it from John for a minute.
See, you interrupted my intro, and you just threw me all off. I'm a creature of habit here. Okay. Right.
And I want to thank everybody for... you have some wonderful listeners out there, John. They're really beautiful people. And I had many emails from people with just marvelous responses. And I'm really grateful for that. And I also have friends, because it wouldn't be if I didn't have friends, that got me a YouTube channel. I mean, a GoFundMe thing.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I have a YouTube channel that I didn't know about, too.
You mean you didn't even know that you were there to be the platform?
Oh, I forgot about it. I went over to a friend's house once, and she said, I want to tape all these interviews. And so I sat with a guy who asked me questions, and I gave all these interviews. And her grandson made me a YouTube channel, which I've never looked at and didn't even know about, but there it is. So anyway, on GoFundMe, Take a Stand for Liberty with Desi is what we had a vote on the names, and that's what came in. Okay?
So the GoFundMe, did you get any funds?
I don't know. I didn't look. That's the beautiful thing about me. I haven't looked yet. They put it up Sunday, I think.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it's Go Take a Stand with Desi. Go Take a Stand for Liberty with Desi. Excuse me. Well, the thing... No, we wouldn't have this if it weren't funded. And as you know, you sent me that interview with Catherine Austin Fitz. We have some really incredibly wonderful women in this world, like Judy Mikovits and Sidney Powell, and Catherine Austin Fitz is just a stalwart. She's wonderful.
Yeah, imagine what it would have been like if she was told to stay pregnant and barefoot in the kitchen.
Or any of us were.
Well, they're gender flipping now. If they can find a way to impregnate a man and have him have a baby, trust me.
Well, but you heard her say that was a concerted campaign, and I would suggest that everybody go look at that. It's what was the heading on the it's the great something takeover. I made two pages of notes when I listened to her. It's the greatest debt entrapment of all time.
And it is on our website.
Yeah, and I suggest everybody listen to that once or twice, and I'll emphasize this later. But she also got into the story of Gideon, and I think everybody needs to go to Solari Report and pull up her MP3 of Gideon, the story of Gideon, because I did. I listened to it several times. I didn't know the story. I actually even got the Bible out and read it. And it to me, what she's saying is, see, Gideon was told it throughout these Midianites from Israel, and Gideon was told to do it. He said, I'm just a shepherd here, minding my own business. And they was told to raise an army. He raised 30,000. Then they told him he had to get rid of most of his army because they were frightened, and nobody that's frightened could be in the army. So he said, okay, all you guys that are scared, go home. And 20,000 of them went home. And then he's got 10,000 left, and then the angel comes back and says, nope, you got to call them out, call the herd some more. And he said, you remember how many guys these people have in this Midianite camp, right? So angel said, never fear. So he sends them to the river, and he says, okay, everybody take a drink. And the ones that used vessels or glasses, they didn't have glasses, of course, or scooped it out with an implement, got to go home, and the ones that kneeled down and took a sip of the water, either licked the surface of the water or put it in their palm and drank it, were the 300 that were left for Gideon to go get rid of this army. And also, it's much the story of Santa Anna and Goliath, too. They attacked in the middle of the night when these people were asleep and disoriented. And anyway, Gideon drove the people out. And Catherine Austin Fitz says that she has, even though she talked about the most dire unintended consequences, and she said we're being taken over and we're being turned into robots and we're being turned into transhumans, and that's on the drawing board by these huge corporations with all the money, like BlackRock, and she said at the end, she has all the faith in the world that we will persevere and stop this. And if Gideon is her favorite Bible story, which has now become mine, that's exactly what will happen. You people out there that listen, that support John and support this network and support liberty and freedom and support people like me, you're priceless. And the moral of the story is we can turn this around and throw these bums out. We can abolish the current administrative government that we have.
Speaking about wonderful people, I told you this before we went on air. Somebody had the audacity to call me up to wish me a happy birthday. And you and I, Des, we have no use for birthdays.
Oh, I forgot what they were.
Do you think we're closer to the end than we are the beginning?
I don't. I'm drinking magic water.
Okay. Right. Okay.
I have things to do, John. I can't be dying.
Well, there was this one contributor from Northern Indiana. He doesn't want his name mentioned on air. But if it would not have been for this man, Desi, we would have had to have closed shop a long time ago. This would have been up and gone. Now, a few people out there that have struggled with, well, should I keep my money and, you know, or should I supply the army with the stuff that they need to keep fighting another day? Well, this guy has been donating his Social Security check to me for 10 years.
That's absolutely outstanding.
$1,500 a month, every month for the last 10 years. That's $180,000.
Well, and I don't think people understand. I know people don't understand how close to the bone it comes for people like you and me. I mean, there are some days I always depend on God to, if I need something, I can go out to the mailbox and whatever it is, God will provide. And I live on faith alone. And there have been times that I really thought I was going to have to, well, I had a few dollars, go get a tent so I could live under a bridge. People have no idea when your commitment is to spreading liberty. And man, the Declaration of Independence, the words of the Declaration of Independence, that's my job. And it doesn't have a weekly paycheck.
No. No, as a matter of fact, I think there's some little bean counter just deducting weekly and monthly and yearly for what you could have possibly earned out there, but you're debited instead of credited.
Well, yeah.
Well, the point of it is that, folks, we are doing what is necessary. And I'm a little disappointed. We've had a special run by FrontSight through Dan Sutterfield. And this is a training facility, Des. It would just blow your mind. You can go out there and take as many classes as you want. And I mean, you know, lining up and plinking at a stationary target all the way up to tactical.
Yeah, I've seen it advertised. Yeah.
Which is invaluable. And this time around, we made it a twofer. Two can go for $500. And that's a lifetime membership. And the nice thing about that is it's transferable. Once you're done with it, you want to retire, you want to shuffle off the mortal coil, or you've taken as much training as you think you need, you can will it to or give it to somebody else. All right? And I keep telling people,
that's a heck of a deal.
Well, this is going to come down to a fight. I have been talking with some of the better minds I've known through the years. And they're all pretty much saying the same thing, that it's going to depend on different things, but there is this very strong possibility we might have to have a restoration. I lovingly call it a restoration project. Isn't that nice? Like you'd restore a Model A. You're not reinventing the machine.
No, it's
you're
not.
Simply returning it to its original status, which is what I'd very much like to see in this country. Not all these deletions and additions and the laws that are claimed by way of agency. Ooh, we'll be talking about that this afternoon. Glad you're all here, folks. Desi Andrews in studio. Steve Elkins is still stoned. He's still passing his stones.
What's happening, ladies and gentlemen?
gentlemen, we here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So it started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there.
Catherine Austin Fitz, we are watching the mother of all dead entrapments, and she is exactly right. And as evidenced yesterday, Des, I went into what I euphemistically used to call up north Stop and Rob's. Those were party stores. Down here, it's not, you know, it's not a usual haunt for criminals to go into party stores down here, which is your local convenience store. But I walked into one yesterday, and the little girl behind the counter says, "Where's your mask?" And I said, "I don't have one." She said, "Would you like one?" I said, "No, I don't." "Well, store policy, you got to wear a mask to be served, and I don't want to get sick." I said, "You're already sick and you don't even know it, but not from COVID-19. And I just looked at her and I said, "I won't be back to the store ever. Thank you. Goodbye." Now, how much does that affect a young girl working behind a counter? Not much. But they got everybody petrified and scared. And that's what they just did down here in Texas, what they've done in Florida, what they've done in California, signals one thing to me. That this is entrenched. They are not going to stop. They'll do the same damn thing this fall, maybe as early as this November.
Well, that's what Catherine, let's just call her Catherine because there's no point saying her names, all three names every time. That's what Catherine says as well. I feel like I've watched her enough to call her Catherine, and I'm certainly her senior. She says that it's just the medical thing is just a pretext while they're doing the 5G. She said to get an idea of exactly what's going to happen, she said, watch The Kingsman. I love Catherine because she obviously loves movies like I do. She said to watch The Kingsman and The Cell with John Cusack. And she said that's what's coming. And that's exactly what they intend. They intend to... it doesn't matter about the transgender thing because we're gonna be transhumans. They're gonna put stuff in us.
She calls it toxins, and that's exactly what it is.
It's toxins, yeah. It's injection fraud, and we're gonna have a chip in us, and they're gonna hold the credit in the cloud. And if you want a loaf of bread, you go run your chip over it, and they can shut that off anytime they want to, and you die.
Years ago, and this has been more than 25 years ago now, Des, I was watching C-SPAN for whatever reason, and it was 12 noon, and all of a sudden there's a live press conference. And in attendance was Al Gore, vice president at the time, Janet Reno, who was the secretary of treasury, Lloyd Benson, and there were a couple of luminaries there. And the whole point of this was to talk about Chicago and, you know, the housing developments and the crime. And they talked about, the guns and the drugs, they come from the surrounding community. So this is what we plan to do. Shut off sections of Chicago and do door-to-door searches and seizures of guns and drugs. And I'm watching this. Al Gore holds up a mock-up of something that looks very much like a credit card. And he says... And you will not be able to buy or sell unless you have the card. Now, that's straight out of the...
Well, and now it's you won't be able to buy and sell or breathe unless you have the toxin in your arm. But we're going to stop all that. We're going to get our 300 good and faithful men and women, and we're going to stop all that. We're held in this thing because everybody goes to vote. And they think they're voting for a candidate. They're voting for an agency. This agencies run this world. You see this? I brought my little laptop with me, or my little thing. These are Texas agencies. Those are just some of the A's. We have, Texas is a huge administrative state. An administrative state means an agency is quasi-legislative, quasi-judicial, and quasi-executive. And it has nothing to do with the Constitution. So when you send and you talk to, and they're called commissions, services, they have all kinds of things that names, boards, things like that. But they don't have any, they make their own rules and regulations. They tell you what to do. You have no, unless you want to sue them for that particular thing in a judicial court, you have no recourse to that. However, what's in a judicial court? Right here it says some of the agencies are the First Court of Appeals, the Second Court of Appeals, the Third Court of Appeals. Oh, the Attorney General. Oh, the Supreme Court. Those are all agencies. And there ain't no constitution anywhere. So when you vote, you go and you vote for a judge or you vote for whoever you vote for, you think you're voting for them. And the legislatures love the agencies because... their constituents are held off because when they come to their constituents, they say, well, that's not my purview. That's not my deal. They created the agencies, but the agencies run themselves and can do anything they want to. They're totally out of control. And so people that go vote are crazy because you're voting in a guy that sanctions the agencies.
And carefully crafted conservatives like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, I don't know how much money Rush Limbaugh makes a year, but old Sean gets $41 million a year for keeping that left-right paradigm alive.
Right.
Rather than explaining that it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, guess what, folks? It's an agency, which is what? Unconstitutional.
You're supporting those huge corporations, the Republican and Democratic corporations.
All right. We got to take the break. More on this when we get back. Desi Anders in studio, and we'll also take your calls today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You found that on your laptop. This Frieden
carry. This is an iPad.
Whatever.
It's not as big as a laptop. I'm a professional researcher, John. I'm pretty good at it.
You know, I was just thinking yesterday, stop the madness. I'm tired of technology because it's being misused. I mean, I'm the guy that hated beepers when they invented those damn things.
I never had one, but I can tell you I couldn't part with my iPad.
All right, you tech junkie. That's fine. At any rate, I will find this video. I didn't want to play it off of your
iPad.
Your tablet. the thing. God almighty. See, this is why Desi and I have always gotten along all these years, because we always continually give each other crap in a nice way. I will look this up. Where did you find that?
I put in Chris Wallace.
Where did you put it in that?
In the Google slot.
Seriously?
Yes.
Well, okay then.
Hang on, guys, while we have a
No, that's lesson. Okay. We're talking about agencies. I can look while you talk. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah. Jeez.
Well, how do you think I feel? I never would have had it. I don't even check websites. My websites have been down for 6 months, and, you know, people send me an email and say, I can't get on your website. Of course, I never update them either. I just have it made for a particular purpose and then go on. And I am so busy trying to help people. And that's my most important thing. I don't have time to follow up on any. I've never even seen any interview I've ever done. I just move on. So that's me. If it weren't for these professional techies that I know, like people like Jeff and B, I wouldn't have the YouTube, either. I wouldn't even know I had a YouTube channel, which he informed me. And I certainly couldn't have done the GoFundMe thing because I have too much other stuff to do. I don't want to take the time to do it. So that's my story. I have all these faults. The thing about agencies that we have to do, John, is there's no place for an agency in the Declaration of Independence. And we can't be governed by administrative procedure because, trust me, there is no constitution in an agency. And I have a friend who had a CPA, who knew a CPA, and the guy used to work for a federal agency. And his job was to make the rules and regulations that go in this stuff. And if anybody has ever tried to read the Texas Administrative Code, good luck, because I'm pretty well trained in the law, and I can't read the thing, because you can make anything of anything. But the CPA told him that he wrote the rules and regulations for this agency, whichever one it was. So he said it took him about 7 minutes each morning to write up the rule or regulation that they wanted put in their bylaws or whatever it is, their book. And then the rest of the day was wrangling because the people that asked for the rule or regulation said, no, this is too clear. No, we can't have any clarity in rules and regulations. And I've been to many administrative hearings, like when they're trying to take somebody's medical license away or real estate license away. I've been to those administrative hearings, and there'll be some old crony up there spouting all this 20 thing out of the administrative code, and you can it is so obscure that you can read anything into it you want, but because they're the expert in the agency,
right,
what they say is how it's interpreted, not how it reads, because it really is, it's unreadable.
You said last Monday, and I'd forgotten, how many agencies does the U.S. have?
Well, I took that Hillsdale College course, great course, guys, free, Constitution 101. And it starts off by saying that once upon a time, after Alaska and Hawaii were made states, that there were 51 legislative bodies, 51 bodies that made law, the 50 states and the Congress. Okay, so after FDR, when all the agencies, the plethora of the agencies started, we now have close to 1,700. Legislative rulemaking bodies.
1,700.
1,700. Well, it's 16 something, but it's close to 17.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to kick you under
Give
the table.
Tomorrow, it'll be over 17. It's okay.
So they make up the rules and the regulations, mm-hmm. and somebody sticks a camera in their face, and they have the look of authority,
mm-hmm.
and they're the experts,
mm-hmm.
and they speak.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think we're getting a good dose of that from Fauci.
Do you think? I want you to listen to this one. This is Tom Frieden. Oh, this guy is slick. Why they let this guy go from the CDC? He's worth his weight in gold because he's so slick. But listen to Chris Wallace. That's Mike Wallace's son. And I'm sorry, the guy's a fairy. You can go figure, right? He's probably friends.
They have rights too, John.
Well,
I mean, the Icelanders believe in the fairies, in the elves. They have laws that protect the elves in Iceland. And Scotland, it's a national animal is the unicorn.
Here is Tom Frieden being interviewed by the, I don't know, by Chris Wallace. Gosh almighty. And forgive me if there's any stuff here.
So what are you playing him for?
Oh. Hold on here. They want me to take a Trump survey.
There. Joining us now, former CDC director, Dr. Tom Frieden. Doctor, I want to start with the spread of the virus these past 2 weeks. There was, on Friday, more than 45,000 new cases, a new single-day high for our country. And 13 states set record highs for their seven-day average of new cases. But Vice President Pence said this.
We have made truly remarkable progress in moving our nation forward. We've all seen the encouraging news as we open up America again.
Doctor, are we making truly remarkable progress, and is that the right message to be sending to the nation at this moment?
Well, there's no doubt we're doing more testing, our hospitals are better prepared, but there's also no doubt that the virus has the upper hand. This virus is not going to go away on its own. We have to stop it, and only we can do that by working together. We're all sick and tired of staying home, but you know what? The virus is not tired of making us sick. And what we're seeing, particularly in southern states, but in most parts of the U.S., is the virus increasing, and in some states, increasing explosively.
Let me drill down on that. How do you explain the new surge in cases, especially in the South and the West? Did some states in those regions, did they open up too soon, reopen too soon, and without enough restrictions?
Well, Chris, as I said to you 6 weeks ago today, this is going to backfire. We're moving too fast. If you open when cases are still increasing, as many states did, it's like leaning into a left hook. You're going to get hit
hard. I wish he was close to me. I'd like to lean.
When we see Arizona, Texas, Florida, South Carolina, they are currently in a rapid upswing. And sad to say, this is going to continue to get worse for weeks because the physical distancing that they're implementing now will only take effect. You don't see it for another few weeks. So we're going to see a few more weeks of increases in all likelihood in several states. Now, there's some comfort in the fact that it's younger people, but what starts in the young doesn't stay in the young. Younger
enough,
people
John,
have parents
enough.
No, no, no,
and nephews. They go out to
gets better.
Places to buy food.
It never started
and
better.
We're going to see increasing spread. That's why the three W's are so important. Wear a mask, wash your hands or use sanitizer, and watch your distance. There's something everyone can do. We are really all in this together.
Here's the
hook.
If
we work together, we can help control the virus and get our economy back. Public health and health issues are not getting in the way of our recovery. They are the
told
route to
better.
Our recovery.
Now here.
Doctor,
okay.
Hold on,
one
hold.
Of the arguments you hear is...
Hold on here. I'm not done.
Oh, please, John. Let's get on to what we need to talk about.
Okay, we will, but...
We know that they're spouting propaganda. We know that they're spouting lies.
I want this demonstrated as to the type of propaganda and the technique that's being used.
Well, I think everybody's sick of that. I think they don't have anything else to watch unless they have an iPad. And everybody knows what they're saying, and people my age...
No, but you're... Okay, but...
...know a but, lie when they hear one.
No, no. Well, no kidding, and so does this audience. But this is to garner an understanding on how these little wizards from these little agencies...
That's true. They're evil, and they're awful, and they're experts. You don't call me Dr. Andrews, by the way, and, you know, I find that highly offensive because he calls him Dr. whatever his name is, that little twerp you're talking to. So let's have a little respect here, John. After all, I am one, you know.
Well, I'm sorry.
You should
that
see the look
on his
face.
The reason we're seeing a surge in new cases is because we're seeing a surge in more testing. Here's President Trump on that this week.
We have more cases because we do the greatest testing. If we didn't do testing, we'd have no cases.
That's
true. Is this surge a function of more testing, or is it a reflection of the fact that the virus is actually spreading?
As a doctor, a scientist, an epidemiologist, I can tell you with 100% certainty that in most states where you're seeing an increase, it is a real increase. It is not more tests, it is more spread of the virus. And the one number to look...
How do they know this?
Well, they talk about the illnesses, and yet the deaths, we never talk about the deaths in relation to, you know, I got news for you, John. I know people don't understand this, but we live in a world that has life and death. We have births every day, and we have deaths every day. And I heard yesterday that the death count right now for this pseudo whatever it is 500,000. Well, that the ranges, the people, the flu virus kills between 275,000 and over 600,000 every year.
In this country?
No, in the world.
In the world.
In the world. And right now the world says it's at 500,000. So we're not even up to the max yet.
But that's citing WHO numbers, and who the hell believes WHO anymore?
Well, that's not WHO numbers. That's the CDC numbers, and they keep an accurate count. So it's nothing but fear-mongering, and let me tell you what Catherine said about that. She said that they're going to kill all the small businesses. That's part of what they're doing.
Right.
She said that 85% of the restaurants in this country will not open again after this is over. She said they'll be put out of business. She said 100,000 small businesses have been destroyed in New York alone so far. So that's what's happening in the States. These places that are shut down are not going to reopen, and she says that's part of the plan, because these people like Governor Abbott, and oh, by the way, I did open up my answer because I'm answering now on my motion to dismiss, on his motion to dismiss that Ken Paxton sent me, said, I don't have standing to sue.
You don't have standing to sue
mm-hmm.
the governor
mm-hmm.
or the mayor of Texas.
Mm-hmm. Well, the governor, he's talking about the governor. I haven't heard from the other two yet. But I don't have standing to sue. How imperial these
people
are.
And what was the reason given?
Well, the standing is to sue says there's been an injury, they've hurt me, and I can get a remedy. So obviously I don't have any of those things at all. I haven't been hurt by the shutdown. They always throw that out. That and the 11th Amendment, and oh, I have immunity. So I have a really good plan up my sleeve for all of that. Don't worry about it. But I just thought, how absolutely snobby you people. I mean, Ken Paxton, remember, Attorney General, that's an agency.
Yeah.
How can a guy that's supposed to be enforce the laws be an agency? I mean, hello, if you're going to enforce the laws, wouldn't you have to take the Constitution and the actual legal laws, the supreme law of the land into consideration? Obviously not. So she says that here's what they don't do. These states that are shutting down, the unintended consequence will be, now, Mayor Abbott, one of the dudes I sued, he got like $2.7 billion from him, and he put he committed $10 million to, pay the salaries of some of his workers because they're not getting as much revenue in sales tax as they used to get, and it's kind of a strain. So governments don't make widgets. They don't manufacture and sell widgets. So they have no productivity whatsoever. They suck off the people. And what they don't get by taxing the people in one form or another, they don't have. So their budgets are all dependent on us out there going about normal lives. They depend on franchise taxes from the businesses. They depend on sales tax from shopping. They depend on all these taxes, everything is taxed. And property taxes, that brings in gajillions every year into the coffers. So they have all these pensions and all these salaries, and those pensions don't stop. And in Travis County, we pay six pensions and one person works. We pay six pensions right now for that position. Six people have retired and are still alive and are still getting a pension, which is equivalent to the salary they got when they were an official in the Travis County government.
Forever and ever, amen?
Until they die. And then probably they found a way to pass it on to their kids and their grandkids. But we don't have those things as public service. I mean, that they have.
Well,
but we pay for them. I don't have a retirement. You don't have a retirement. Every time I spend a dime, somebody gets 8% of that dime to fund their pensions. Pensions are killing this country. So all of this has to stop.
But wait a minute. can you not see this in the future? Because the revenue is down. The Hegelian dialectic, they started it. They're demonstrating, and now they're going to come up with a solution. Oh, it's a brand new way of doing business. Catherine Austin Fitz also talked about that. But when it comes time for people to collect their pensions, we already know they're gone because they went up in smoke back in 08, 09, where it was discovered that, these pension fund managers, they were just sticking money, people's money, into things that have up and disappeared.
Like BlackRock. So, Detroit declared bankruptcy, and they still haven't gotten that resolved because of the pensions. It could not sustain the pensions. And
so how are they sustaining them now? All they're doing?
Bankruptcy.
Well, they're borrowing. Yeah.
But everybody borrows. We'll get into the borrowing probably in the next segment, but because I wanted to finish
this. Well, the next segment's coming up. Hold that thought right there.
No, John.
Yes. You need a cup of coffee, Des. I'll get you a cup of coffee during the break.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. We are back.
Okay, so this is what Catherine has to say about that. She said, you know, they don't. They operate on the funds that come from the people, and they're not getting the funds. And the longer they're closed, and this game about open up, close down, Almost every state has the same thing Texas has. When Texas legislature sits, and we only do it every 2 years, we're one of the few. I don't know if any other state does that or not. I don't think so. But our legislature only sits once every 2 years. And at the end of the legislative system, they have to balance the budget. They cannot sign a die until they sign off.
Right.
Until they balance the budget. Think about it. Everything. This throws everything into turmoil. All of these cities, all of these counties, all of this layer of bureaucracy that we have depend on those taxes and on those people out there plugging and paying. And they're going to have the big shock because she said most of the states will declare bankruptcy.
Well, and that's what I was getting around to, that none of this stuff, I mean, I've made this point several times on air, Des, that the government is not in the business of business producing anything. They just suck everything dry. And that's
for their own use.
But yeah, well, I put there was a $1,200 check, and when there was a $600 check, you know, you got displaced. You're told stay home, don't go out, wear a mask.
Okay, then they offered the CARES program. That's what's coming into the state. They give Greg umpteen kajillion billion, and they give what's his name down there in the city kajillion. They give county kajillion, and those people are, that money is for loans. We're not talking grants. We're not talking handouts. We're not talking help. We're talking loans. And when those people take the loans, they take them through the Small Business Administration, and they are paid back at a very low interest rate, true. But they have absolute concessions on what they can use that for. They federally indicted a dude in Hollywood the other day because he got a whole bunch, and he bought himself a home in Malibu, and he bought, you know, he used that money that he got for this funding, and he's going to go to jail for 20 years because the people that get it, if you're on the PPE, for instance, you get a loan to help you manage, muddle through and make your payroll. You can only use it for payroll, and you can only use that payroll if you take deductions from your staff. And the restaurants that opened back up, I've got a friend whose son is a waiter. He went to work when it opened back up, and they don't. The owner of the restaurant can't allow him to keep tips. That has to go into it. So there are so many strings on this.
So what's
thing.
The point of showing up? Because wait staff,
well,
they make next to nothing anyhow. And how many years ago did the IRS say, you got to declare your tips, and if you don't, we're going to tax you at this rate?
Well, allegedly, probably that restaurant owner is supposed to increase the pay to the wait staff because, you know, this is all hypothetical and it's not going to happen. But and no way, I wouldn't be a waiter without a tip. That's the only way they make money.
No kidding.
I mean, so they expect slave labor, and if the restaurant owner doesn't do what he's told, he has to pay back his penalty is three times payback or jail. You see, nobody understands that's exactly what the help this country is getting. When they say, I got my disaster relief, it's got all kinds of contractual strings.
I want the government off of my back and off of my chest and off of my neck because I can't breathe. They're going to continue this.
No, they're not.
You need to say that louder. I don't think they heard you.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Come on, you friends of Gideon. Let's get the 300 and move on out.
We got to take the top of the hour break. We'll open up the phone lines this hour, 800-313-9443. Little surprise for you, Des, when we get back from break.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.